Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to doctors in Ontario, there are 29,000 of them who work as independent contractors. There are some in the public sector who work in hospitals and the like, but for the most part, these doctors are upset that there is now, I guess, some kind of a motion being put forward through Freedom of Information. Media types and others are looking to have these salaries made public. The salary comes from the revenue that the doctor derives from OHIP billing. The argument being that we pay into OHIP, ergo, in the interest of transparency, the public has a right to know. The doctors say otherwise, and we're in court today with the Ontario Medical Association trying to argue OHIP payments to top billing physicians are personal information and therefore ought not to be disclosed. Joining us on the line to explain this whole imbroglio, Dr. Kulvinder Gill is with Concerned Ontario Doctors, the president of Concerned Ontario Doctors, as well as a pediatrician and allergist. Dr. Gill, good to have you back on the Oakley Show. Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you for having me back.
Well, all right. Based on that premise that doctors' revenue and hence income is derived from OHIP billings, does the public not have a right to know what the doctors at least would be making in terms of revenue, bringing in on an annual basis? Because it has been cited there are over 19 making seven figures in the province. Does the public have a right to know who these individuals are specifically?
I just want to provide some clarity. I know you mentioned salaries. These are not salaries. These are gross billings. And just to give the public a little bit of background, over 90% of the physicians practicing in the province are actually fee-for-service, meaning that when we see a patient, when there's a patient service provided, there's then that service is actually billed for, and then the payment is actually provided by the government for that patient service. So we are private contractors. It is then out of those gross billings which we pay for our staff, and each physician has on average between 2 to 4 staff. Some even have more. We pay for all of our medical supplies. We pay for all of our medical equipment.
No, I understand. Let me just, okay.
Diagnostics, et cetera.
No, I get it. Dr. Gill, hang on, because I did want to, again, be explicit. I understand that this is gross billings or revenue, but you draw down from that an income, and so it's derived from all of that. But these do all get, if you want to really follow it upstream, from OHIP billings, which are...
Correct.
Okay, and the public is subsidizing the OHIP billings, right?
Correct. Now, the public already has open access to what these OHIP billings are for each service provided. So if you go onto the ministry website, it's called the Schedule of Benefits, and that has always been public knowledge. So you can actually go on there. You can see how much a family doctor, say, bills the government for a PAP. You can see how much a family doctor bills to do a throat swab. You can see how much a surgeon bills to do a cataract surgery. So all that information is already fully publicly transparent on the ministry website, and that has always been public. What they are now trying to make public is actually physicians' names, not for their personal incomes, but for the gross billings, which often actually involve, sometimes even in some cases, dozens of people, simply because sometimes multiple doctors actually bill under one single number, and there's an immense amount of staffing there as well.
And nobody disputes that. I appreciate that as much as anybody, sure. And we talked about it, as I say, last hour. I support you in that regard. We get that. So there's not any misperception that a doctor who's billing $6 million is actually pocketing $6 million. But the question really revolves around whether this is in the public interest to disclose the names of the top billers.
I think what this is actually sadly a distraction. Right now, Wynne's government is polling very low in the opinion polls. A recent poll came out just just last week, indicating that healthcare is actually the number one issue for voters right now, followed by hydro. Presently, another poll that came out last week shows that nurses and doctors are actually the most trusted, and politicians actually were second last. I think this comes to a smear campaign in terms of trying to erode the trust that doctors and patients have by trying to misrepresent these sort of high billers, which actually represent less than 1% of doctors in the entire province, as somehow being greedy, while trying to distract the public from the greater issue, which is that $3 billion has been cut from the patient services that doctors provide.
But Dr. Gill, explain something to me. I mean, this is a freedom of information request that's been prompted by the Toronto Star. Are you saying right. they're working in collusion or at the political interest, in the political interest of the Ontario Liberal Party?
I can tell you that when there was a previous privacy commissioner, they had actually denied this request, and then it was brought forth again once the new privacy commissioner came in place. I should also mention that each one of these 100 doctors that are on this list have already been audited by the Ministry of Health OHIP billing. So they were already fully audited back in 2012, and there was no fraud found in their billings whatsoever. And as you're fully aware, doctors are actually private contractors. So if the government was actually wanting transparency, why are they only targeting doctors? What about all the other private contractors that the public actually pays for indirectly?
I would add, you might have an argument as well to suggest that you're compelled to bill OHIP exclusively because there's no other place you can actually
yes.
derive. And so this may disqualify the notion that you have to reveal all. Dr. Gill, it's interesting. So this was in court today with the Ontario Medical Association trying to keep the names private as a privacy issue. That debate or that contest will continue, but I thank you for putting it into perspective from your position. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Dr. Kulvinder Gill, President of Concerned Ontario Doctors.